Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today, we're going to share some amazing true stories about The Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses: Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Well, Max, NBC Channel 4 is doing a story on the garden on 8/8/18.
Yes, that's
coming up.
August 18th. 2018, which is real soon. We just want to let everybody know that there's going to be a neat short, about a four-minute news story on their morning show, and it's going to air on SA Living at 10.
So that's kind of 10 exciting.
11. Yeah, yeah,
it's finally is. The San Antonio media is coming up and taking a look at what we have.
And we've actually seen it because it aired on Fox 29 here
already
this past month. Yeah, and so they're going to.
How was it?
It was good, I think. I mean, God can use just about anything we give him if we just try to give him.
Well, the good thing about the cross is very photogenic.
Yes.
The gardens and the cross.
Can't say that about all of us, but the cross, you can say
extremely photogenic, so it lends itself well to movies and television.
Yes, so we just invite everybody to watch and to pray for us and to tell the friends to tune in. And also, it's going to be on our website so that if you miss it live, you can go and play it on the Coming King Foundation website.
Well, you need to get in practice now because you're still writing your book, right?
Yes, sir.
Because someday they may make a movie or a TV show out of this, so we want to be prepared.
Yes. Yeah, my sister's already asked for the movie rights.
Okay.
You know, because she's been watching for years, you know, so.
Well, we have a miracle of the week every week, Max, if you would share that with us this week.
Sure, Roy. Well, God does lots of wonderful things in the lives of people up there, and we really can't even keep up with all of them, and I guess there's some angel probably writing this stuff down. I keep a prayer journal, and I try to write down as much as I can. But one of the things that's kind of happened neat here recently was we had a visitor come all the way from India to see the garden. And we do have people come from now almost 100 countries.
From India? How did they hear about it?
Yeah, well, the way he heard was he was in the office of the president of Dallas Baptist University. And this man named Dr. Paul Pula wants to do some kind of a Christian theme park thing in India. And anyways, the president of Dallas Baptist University, Adam Wright, he said, man, you need to talk to my friend Max Griner in Kerrville. And by the grace of God, DBU has a number of my big sculptures up on the campus. And So he got me on the phone while the man was there, and we prayed. And so he was coming to the States to see Christian theme parks and places that draw crowds. And he had heard lots of good things from Dr. Wright and others about if he came to the United States. And so he came to the Garden. Yeah, and he came down. We met him. We shared. We prayed. He is the largest Christian network in India. And it's actually a challenge, apparently, to be a Christian in TV station.
Like it is here.
Yeah, because of the evangelism prohibitions. But apparently you can have a secular network and you can invite Christians to speak. And so that's what he's got. And so anyways, it was really good. We prayed, neat man of God. And then God sprinkled him with the glory dust while he was standing there on the cross.
So he won't forget his visit.
No. And like his next stop was some of the others where I told him all the special effects that happened at our garden, they're real. They're not fake. You know, other theme parks can have these rides and all these things, and they got to make them happen.
So something good may come out of that.
We're praying that. Yeah, everybody can pray if you would, because there's a lot of lost people in India. And the garden over there would attract people. And, of course, the Indians and Hinduism have all these some grotesque sculptures stuff, and they're used to sculptures, so they'll come.
Results of helping them would help the park in Kerrville, help the facility.
Oh, sure,
yeah,
you bet.
More exposure. Well, we've got our Miracle of the Week, and we have a special guest. Well, all of our guests are special, but we have a really nice guest this week.
Yes.
Debbie Williams is going to be with us, and if you would, tell us a little bit about Debbie.
Sure. Debbie is a friend of a long time and her husband, and we've known him through the Baptist Church, and Debbie, it's actually Debbie Taylor Williams, and because I Googled you, Debbie, and I found out that she is the prettiest Debbie Williams on the internet.
Too sweet, Max. Might need to get those glasses checked.
Right, that's true, and but anyway, she's a fantastic lady. She's a mom, she's a grandmother, she's a Bible teacher, she's an author. She's a ministry leader. She's a speaker. And she knows the Bible as well as any human being I know on the planet. And I don't sure know as much as she knows, but boy, she knows the Word of God. And but anyway, she's been a good friend, and we had the chance to engage back with them here recently, and we thought it'd be great because she's got some real exciting stuff going on in her life. And so we'd like her to share some of that and how she intersects with the Coming
Debbie,
King Foundation.
That's a pretty good introduction. Wouldn't
you
say?
I tell you, I need a record
up.
Of that. I'll have to play it in the mornings. Yeah.
Well, tell us, keep this energy going. Tell us a little bit about who you are. What your background is.
Oh, I tell you. Thank you so much, Roy and Max and Sherry, for having me today. I am passionately in love with the Lord. I was blessed by being raised by a Christian mother, and later my father came to know the Lord when I was about 13, and he became passionate about helping other people know Christ. Before that, he had a serious drinking problem, and we had one of those family experiences where mother tried to keep it all hidden, but one day she changed the locks on the door and told Daddy he needed to figure out. It wasn't hidden anymore, and she told him he needed to figure out if he wanted his family or if he wanted to keep up with his drinking and gambling. So Daddy thought for 3 days, prayed about it, and he came home, and he became passionate about Christ. And so I had the privilege of being raised up until I was about 13 by my mother primarily, and then after that, it was Daddy and mother together, and Daddy became back in that day what was called a soul winner. I don't know if you've heard that term, but it was somebody who's passionate about helping other people know where their soul was going to go after they died, because our bodies will go in the grave or be cremated, but our souls are eternal, and they will live either in heaven or in hell. And God's desire is for our souls to live with Him eternally. And so Daddy became passionate about helping others know and have that assurance
of
salvation.
So this was your foundation to launch what you
did. It was. And I had the privilege of going on choir trips and mission trips. And when I was about 17, I went on a mission trip to Worcester, Massachusetts. And we stayed in an old church that had chains on the doors, that was hardly used anymore. Very few people would attend. And at that time, I had thought that I could pretty much do things for the Lord because I'd been involved in church and choir and mission trips. But on that particular mission trip, the Lord showed me that there was nothing in and of myself, even as a Christian, that could be used for eternal value. And He had me open my Bible and read Philippians 3, where Paul said, the past, you know, it wasn't all those things you have. And Paul prayed and he said, I wanted to know Christ and the power of His resurrection. And I sat there in that little chapel, excuse me, and I prayed and I said, Lord, I want to know you and the power of your resurrection. That's a pretty gutsy prayer to say, I want to know the power that blew that stone away and that raised a dead person to life. And that totally transformed my life. That was the first time I ever really came to understand the power of the Holy Spirit. So it was that's a little bit of who I am.
Well, let's talk about what you're doing today. And also, how did you meet the Grinders? What are you doing today, and how did you meet the Grinders?
All right. What I am doing today is God called me. I've always loved the Word of God because it's the truth, and it's powerful to change lives. So I have been a Bible teacher initially, but then the Lord called me to write. And I had no background in writing, but he showed me that when I go and I speak or I teach somewhere, people hear it, but they can easily forget it. But if they have a book to take home or a Bible study to take home with them, then it reinforces it.
Which is why God wrote the Bible.
I do both.
He wrote a book.
He did. And that's one thing I also am passionate about now that maybe I'll get to talk to you about it some other time, and that is journaling, because the Bible is a journal of God's dealings with mankind. And my most recent, what am I doing now, is I just had July 10th a journal come out for its second time, a new facelift on it called Prayers of My Heart. So right now I'm passionately encouraging men and women to experience the value of journaling their prayers, journaling their praises.
It helps with the transformed. Can they buy these?
They can buy them.
And how do they get in touch with you where you can buy them?
You can buy this on my website, which is either my name or you can...
Go ahead and give your name again.
Okay, it's Debbie Taylor Williams. Okay. So you can just go to www.debbietaylorwilliams.com, or you can go straight to Amazon, Christian Book Distributors, Barnes & Noble, wherever. But right now, that's my first... thing that I'm doing is really doing that, as well as I'm continuing to take throughout the nation to every state my Pray with Passion conference.
And you've almost gone to all 50?
We've got all but four states booked. I'll be continuing that through the end of April 2019.
So you'll make that. You'll end up going to all 50.
Oh, absolutely. Because
I have a feeling. Don't you, Max?
Oh, yeah.
The Lord woke me up on April 4th, 2008, and told me to take this conference to every state. And so we are continuing through my nonprofit ministry to do that at no cost to the church, no cost to
Tell us what you think about the Cross and Kerrville Project.
Oh, I am so thrilled about the Cross. Max and Cherry have said this before. I've heard them on the radio show and other places, that the Empty Cross is not about them, although God used them as his instruments. But when people go to the cross, they are able to see the visual, and we are visual learners. I love it. I took my deaf niece there when she was visiting the last time. She can't hear sermons, but she can see the divine servant. It's a wonderful place.
Max?
I agree.
And the Shiners
are
good.
I agree.
Yeah. We love, my husband and I love Sherry and Max. We love them. We've known them since 1986.
Yeah,
we go way back. We met in Sunday school class, studying the Word of God. And it's just so much fun to join hands and hearts and continue in ministry.
1986. Trinity Baptist Church.
1986 in Kerrville, Texas. And we're still here getting to minister together.
Yeah, and it's been a few years since then.
Yes.
You know, but none of us have abandoned the Lord, and he hasn't abandoned us.
It's all by grace.
Yes. That's exactly
right. Back in 2005 through 2010, there was a big controversy.
There was a big
what
controversy. I think we should expect controversy. When we are moving forward doing the Lord's work, and God is there and the presence of the Holy Spirit, we can expect that the enemy, that Satan, will also be there. And so, yes, there was a big controversy. But what I love about this story in the Grinders is they persevered through prayer and the power of the Holy Spirit. And the cross is there as a symbol of God's power and his faithfulness. So we celebrate that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, the controversy really happened whenever we announced that we were going to raise a cross on a hill in Kerrville, Texas, on private land. And that stirred up the enemy, and he stirred up some people. And it became, for 5 years, quite a controversy. But Debbie and others were praying for us, and we survived, and we made it. And it's up there today doing the stuff. So,
well, Debbie, in your opinion, what good was brought out of that bat? And how did God do that?
God did that through prayer and the power of the Holy Spirit and Sherry and Max and others persevering. And I think that's a story that can be said of every single one of us. I send out a 365 days of praise every day, and this morning's was that Jesus was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. I think we do a disservice to one another as Christians if we sell the news, the fake news, that once we become a Christian, everything will be perfect. We are still sinners who are dealing with our sin nature. We still live in a sinful world with the enemy who is present. And so the good news of salvation is not that everything on this side of heaven will be perfect, but that we have the perfect one living inside of us to help us persevere. So our eyes are set on the Lord. Our eyes are set on the cross. And we walk with him each day. That's the good news, and that's what we get to see in the cross, and that's what we get to see in our individual lives.
Well, Debbie, what do you want people to know about God?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. God loves you. God forgives you. He is a God of grace. Anyone can come to him for salvation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And no matter how bad things are, how messed up you are, how much sin you've been involved in, how much you've been hurt, that actually qualifies you to come to Jesus. You know, he doesn't accept any perfect people. He accepts the ones with the wounds. And so come to the cross, either in Kerrville or you can open a Bible wherever you are.
Yes.
And Jesus will come to you.
Debbie, thanks for being on with us today.
Thank you, Roy. We wish you best of luck
in your ministry and all the things you're doing.
We're going to have her next week, Roy.
Oh, she's coming back. Yeah. You're coming back again.
Okay.
I couldn't imagine us putting all this in one little bottle for just one week.
No.
Closing remarks, Max?
Thank you, everybody. Do what Debbie just said. It's all in the Word. You can pick up a Bible at Walmart, believe it or not, and read it. Read it. I mean, the New Testament, start right there, and then go to the Old, but get a modern translation, and it will literally change your life because it is a prayer journal of your rich Father.
In case someone is listening right now to our program and they want to donate to the cross in Kerrville, or they want to get more information about your business, your sculpting business, how do they do that?
Well, just go to the website of the Coming King Foundation first, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org. Mm-hmm. And then our art website, which has lots of God stuff on it, is www.maxgreinerart.com.
Max and Debbie and Sherry, thanks for being with us this week. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, welcome back with us. We have some more comments for you today, and as usual, they are wonderful. The first one comes to us from Raybon Bar 1 from Santa Maria, California, and it was sent in through TripAdvisor. And they say, I cried a few times at this contemplative gym. Come as you are. All are welcomed. There are many reasons to come, but if you want my opinion of the best reason, it's to help your search for any answer you seek about God, life, etc. A great place to just take in and quietly reflect on where you are in this world. I will certainly return. And next we have, I just put a note by the Hope sculpture. Pray for me to share with my husband my healing of an abortion we had 38 years ago. We said we would never talk about it, but I know now God wanted the secret of our hearts healed. Thank you for forgiveness, Jesus. Thank you for healing our whole family. And it was anonymous from Spring, Texas. The next one is so sweet. I am 8 years old. Please pray for healing my Nana. She has been sick. All of her nerve endings are dying. I speak life to them and long life so I can grow up to knowing her more. Thank you. And this was sent in by Paige Drislail from Dixon, Kentucky. And she also kind of made a note that she had donated $1. So I thought that was so sweet. From Rockport, Texas, Eric Pattengill says, I pray this donation is multiplied 100 times over to complete the Jordan River crossing, waterfall, and sculpture. I was going to squander it on a lotto ticket, but God told me to use it for his glory. Max, you are a blessing to the kingdom of God. Thank you for your lover's heart. It's a beautiful reflection of his blessings. And this was from Robert W. Lindemann. And last of all for today, thank you, God, my Lord and Holy Spirit, for all my answered prayers and blessings. Sandra Farias from San Antonio, Texas. And I wish I had more time, but that's all I have for today. But please come back next week because we'll have more.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross.
You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.